Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. And again, we can always count on the great pickle bar and everything else that goes with it, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Great to have you on board here today. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Tim Beckman has been fired as the head football coach at Illinois. This is an issue which I talked about 6 weeks ago. I think you were on vacation at the time.
No, but I remember hearing about it. I remember hearing you talk about it.
I did a long expose on what is going on at Illinois. And I proclaimed that Illinois was right now, at this moment, the biggest mess in the Big Ten. And it goes beyond just the football program. Well, today, Tim Beckman was fired because evidently whatever external investigation that they did, if they found out that by their what they think it's true. So 1 week, they open up Friday night next week. So 1 week before the opening game, they fired him.
How bad must it be if you're going to fire him a week out?
Yeah, but this now goes to what we talked about. Was it 2 days ago on the show? Remember the young man from Frostburg State that we talked about?
Actually, we talked about that yesterday, so
yesterday, okay? While not obviously to that degree, because the tragedy, and it was an absolute tragedy, that the young man at Frostburg State was killed by all this. The bottom line is that the Simon Simonovich was the one that really brought this to the front. And when you look at and the allegations, and he was not the only one, and I talked to a prominent Illinois alum who had played in the NFL, recently, I'm talking within the last 10 days. And I said to him, I'm not going to tell you who it was. I said, how big a mess is your alma mater? He says, it's an embarrassing mess. He says, it's very deep. So let's talk about quickly what is alleged in all of this. Let's start with Kerry Knight, a tight end, and three other players alleged that Beckman was physical and angry with players. Kerry Knight and three other former players who spoke to CNN say they witnessed two incidents in the past 2 years in which head coach Tim Beckman was physically rough with players. One player is still on the team and declined through his teammates to talk about what happened. But witnesses said at the start of one practice, the player ran onto the field with his helmet unbuckled, and Beckman ran over to him, grabbed the face mask, and jerked his head back and forth, yelling at him. In 2013, Knight says a similar thing happened to him. He says Beckman grabbed and tackled him from behind, throwing him to the ground during a practice. Two former teammates who witnessed the incident backed him up. Illinois Athletic Director Mike Thomas issued a statement in support of that time and the feedback. Now, this is from the Illinois release today. During a preliminary briefing from the external reviewers, Mike Thomas, the athletic director, said he learned of efforts to deter injury reporting and influence medical decisions that pressure players to avoid or postpone medical treatment and continue playing despite injuries. He also said in some instances, student athletes were treated inappropriately with respect to whether they would remain on scholarship during the spring semester of their senior year if they weren't on the team. Both of those findings are unsettling violations of university policy and practice and do not reflect the culture that we wish to create in athletic programs for our young people. Thomas went on to say, I expect my coaches to protect players and foster their success on and off the field. He said the review continues and a final report has not been given. To date, more than 90 individuals have been interviewed by the law firm and 200,000 documents have been reviewed along with a large volume of practice and game video from Beckman's 3 years as the head coach. Beckman is not going to receive the $3.1 million remaining on the final 2 years of his contract. Beckman is not going to receive $743,000 called for as a contract buyout. And again, this goes back to Simon Siminovich. The most disturbing part is the part where, hey, you know, you're going to practice or play. I don't care. Basically, you're hurt. Now, you know, we will shame you into playing. Really? Really? We just talked about this yesterday. We just talked about it. And I just talked about how in my time here at Penn State, I can tell you unequivocally in my time here at Penn State, right, where I've been out there and a player gets hurt, the people in charge of the decision, not one of them is the head football coach. Not one of them is the position coach. They are the doctor and the trainer. They determine whether or not a player can practice or not. They determine whether or not a player is ready or not. So, Bill Cubitt, by the way, is going to be the interim head coach at Illinois. He will be the interim head coach for the entire season. Then they will do a full review at the end of the year as to what to do. So Bill Cubitt, former head coach himself, I believe Cubitt was the head coach at Western Michigan at one point. He's going to be the guy that will coach the entire season. So they're not going to hire somebody next week. They're not going to hire somebody in October. It's Bill Cubitt all year. He's in. And like I said, I think he was, I think he was actually head coach for like 7 or 8 years at Western Michigan. He was actually, and he did a good job. He's always been known as a strong offensive mind anyway. But that's what happened with Beckman today. They fired him, and I pointed out 6 weeks ago that if the allegations were true, and you have to couch it with if, because obviously we're not there, we don't know, we're on the outside looking in, that if the allegations were true, he'd lose his job. I said that 6 weeks ago on the show.
Steve, he was at, Western Michigan till 2012.
Yeah, seven or eight years, I think he was there.
7 years, 2005 to 12 at Western Michigan.
Okay.
Before that, he was actually, I believe, the offensive coordinator for a couple of years at Western Michigan in the late 90s before moving on to Missouri, Rutgers, and Stanford.
Yeah. The other football note today for Penn State, schedule-wise, deals with the 2019 opener, and that will be with Idaho to open the season. So they have Idaho to open. Pitt will be at Beaver Stadium. The only one they have left to fill on the slate is the third game of the year. Because, again, remember, they it's for you.
All right, tell them I'll get back to them at the end of the break.
Remember, there are 9 conference games. So you have 3 non-conference games to deal with. So Idaho in 19 is the opener, followed by Pitt, both at Beaver Stadium. That third game will also be at Beaver Stadium, but still to be determined who it is. Simple as that. And that's what this show is about. Simple as that. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
0-66.
The winning play is at Sunbury Motors Kia. 0% financing for 66 months. Sunbury Motors Kia has the winning play with 0% APR financing for 66 months. Why pay interest when you can drive away in any new Kia with 0% financing? Choose from 2015 Kia Fortes, Optimas, Souls, Cadenzas, Sedonas, Sportages, and 2016 Serenos. Sunbury Motors Kia has every color and every option available. Plus, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Ask yourself, why pay interest on a new vehicle? Come to Sunbury Motors Kia now and pay 0% APR for 66 months. Owning a brand new Kia is more affordable than ever at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
0-66.
Financing to well-qualified customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
All right, Tim Beckman fired today as the head football coach at Illinois. 1 week before the opener, they open a week from tonight. And it's for allegations, essentially, of abuse within the football program. You know, I mean, look, the culture of football has changed. You know, Frank Cush was a coach at Arizona State who had that reputation of rough and, you know, they talked about, you know, he was a kind of... Frank Cush doesn't exist in today's world. It doesn't happen. It's not the way things are done. I'm not saying Tim Beckman's Frank Cush, but I'm talking about back in the 70s, they'd talk about it, and some people would snicker about it. Oh, he grabs face masks and all sorts of things. You can't do that. Now, I'm talking about grabbing and wiggle around in a whole, you know, in an aggressive way. And you see it all the time. Sometimes on the sideline, they'll grab a face mask, they'll pull player close to them, and you'll see that on TV. You know, from time to time, people talk about it. They don't make light of it. But everything's changed. This isn't the way things are done now. Not the way things are done. And when it comes to injuries, as much as a coach may, like, you know, come on, Doc, when are you going to get him back? They have no control over that. And the player has control, you know. If the player doesn't feel right, and they say it doesn't feel right, they don't go. The player has that kind of control. And when it comes to injuries, who knows? You don't know. Have I ever spoken to a player that quietly has told me, hey, look, I just wanted to take the day off? Yeah, that's happened before, but okay, even though they've quietly wanted to take the day off because, you know, they're a veteran, they've been through it. It's happened like 5 or 6 times where players told me, right? Guess what? They didn't practice because they said they couldn't go, that something wasn't quite right. The player does have power to say it doesn't quite feel right. And if they don't quite feel right, they're not going to get cleared. To have this kind of culture... And Simonovich was talking about this when he was there, that the culture was, you're not hurt, get out there. And ridiculing people who actually were hurt. That's not how it operates here. that operates here where the doctor and the trainer have control, and so does the player. So does the player. And if these allegations are as outlined in the external review, this kind of bully mentality is one that had to be removed, if it's all true. And they seem to feel it is. And we take you back to the summertime. We talked about all of this in the summertime. Also, anybody who's listened to the show knows this is no surprise at all. Former offensive lineman Simon Savanovich, raised similar allegations on Twitter in May, leading to the university launching the review. The review is not yet complete. That he influenced medical decisions. A coach should never have influence over medical decisions, ever. And pressure players to play hurt. You're that desperate. You're that desperate.
You know, Steve, even with allegations like this, let's say there were just allegations and he was still in the position and still recruiting. What parent would even want to think about letting his son play for that guy?
All right. Well, let's
even with
let's,
allegations.
Let's go with the allegation part. What if the allegation is just from a couple of bitter players that just didn't get along with him and they just said they're going to get him?
That's very true. But the seed, unfortunately, okay, is in the back of your mind. The thought's there.
Yeah. Sure, the seed may be playing, stunningly, there's negative recruiting out there. But Sianovich said that Beckman forced him to play through shoulder and knee injuries in 13 and 14. He accused the team's medical staff of removing the meniscus in his left knee without his consent. A few former players came forward to echo those claims, although others came out in support of Beckman. And then, of course, there's the Knight situation. But they went through and they talked to him. And he's done. He's done. Let's go back to, obviously, one that is a boil for Penn State fans to deal with when it comes to Illinois. And that is 3 years ago and 1 month, when the open recruitment of Penn State players could happen. USC came in, USC didn't come in here, but they went to Connecticut, they wined and dined Silas Red, got him to go, and Kevin Hapley went to Florida State, and Anthony Farrell went to Texas, and we all know the long list of guys, right? Justin Brown to Oklahoma, Kyrie Fort went to Cal, and Illinois sent six guys, all over the campus, hanging out right around Lash Building, meeting players after class. They got one guy to go. The guy, by the way, was a guy that shocked the living daylights out of me that's the guy you're getting. He was an offensive lineman that, frankly, I knew could not play. I knew he couldn't play, but that's the guy they got. And that player, I told Brian Barnhart, the Illinois play-by-play guy, he said, "Steve, in all honesty, what do you think of him?" I said, "Brian, he'll never play a play for you." Well, the bottom line is he never did play a play for Illinois, and now has transferred to Northern Arizona. And that one act, beyond how despicable fans may feel about it, showed me how desperate Beckman was.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. Did I ever mention beer? What a selection of beer they have.
Beer.
All organized, laid out. Great help there. I always like the people there. Help out so much. Roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Snacks, water, soda. And the pickle bar is unbelievable. Second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Tim Beckman fired today as the head coach at Illinois. Announced it today. And, in fact, announced it less than an hour ago. So, as Dick Girardi would say, Tim Beckman, gone.
Gone.
So, Illinois is going to hold a press conference at the top of the hour to explain why he's out. But my point being about when they sent six guys in here to take the players off this campus, and they only got one, was, and I felt this the entire time. You know, people get mad about it and so forth. You know, and you know me, I always usually take a little more analytical look at it. Logic. You hate that.
I hate logic. Why do you have to use logic in sports?
And it was this. What it told me was that as my thought was, how desperate are these people? I mean, that's the part that got me. How desperate are they? I mean, you're that desperate to go and raid another conference school? Another conference member? That's where you are as a program? One month before the season? Huh? 1 month before the season. You're that desperate that you have to go to a fellow conference school and try and take their personnel. Really? No offense. And I, you know, and look, let's face it, if I'm coaching something, there's a good chance that the record is going to be terrible. But in terms of how to run it, if I had another conference school in that spot, I wouldn't go near them. And I'd be very public about, we're not going near their people. We're not going to. That's not our spot. But not them. They not only came here, they went full bore and full force. I mean, six people. And the Illinois guys were among that group, following them at classes, going to their dorms, setting up shop outside the Lash Bowl. That's what they did. That's why Bill was so mad. When Bill, I remember, they had the car wash. Okay, ESPN does their car wash every year, right? You're on ESPN Radio, you're on ESPN Sports Center, you're on College Football Today, the whole thing. So they call it the car wash. You just go, they just run them all through one coach after another. And it turned out that day, when the Illinois people were here, was the day Bill exits the building to go to the airport to get on the university plane and fly up to Bradley International. So he can just then drive down to Bristol. Okay? He comes out of the building. There's six Illinois guys there, right? Now, how can you tell? Oh, they're like, they didn't disguise themselves. They all have Illinois gear on and Illinois bags, duffel bags. Not duffel bags, but, you know, carry-on bags. Six. That's why he was so furious with them. He couldn't stay, so that's why he left. He had to go up there, do interviews, do what he could to try, you know, at that point, be in damage control about the overall program. But, I mean, they were sitting there outside the building. Well, me, my first thought was, how desperate is this guy? me. How desperate? Well, obviously, in reading this, very desperate. Very desperate. And that... that told me a lot. That incident told me a lot. It told me a lot. Not about the coaching ability, not about allegations or anything like that. It told me that this is a desperate guy. And don't these allegations, Kevin, match up with a desperate guy?
When you send that many people out to pick up potentially a player or two, I mean, what did they optimistically think they were going to get?
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, but just the incident told me, now look at what he's accused of, okay? Isn't what he's accused of in this show that he's a desperate guy? And doesn't that incident 3 years ago here show you he's a desperate guy? Doesn't it? So it tells me. I mean, that's what it tells me. It tells me that you're desperate. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Just my opinion. I mean, you can't coach desperate. Now, you have to have a management that's behind you that allows a process to take place. So I was going to get into this, and I probably will a little bit later. But I sit there and I look at what's happening here with James Franklin. And there's a process taking place. And as I've told you, I thought this was the best camp, and I've said this on the air, and I said it last night, for various reasons. Now, that was a more veteran team, and I thought they had a chance to win not only the Big Ten, but I thought they had a chance to do even more than that, the 2008 team. I really believe that after 2008. Now, this is a younger team. It doesn't have that depth and experience. But in terms of the tone, the organization, the tenor of camp, the pace of camp, the athleticism of camp, I've told people, and you can put this out on Twitter, Kev, it's all right, that this was the best training camp I've seen here since 2008. And in the process of rebuilding this and bringing it back, this is a year, I think, that if they stay healthy, they can make big steps in bringing this thing back. It reminds me a lot of the 1980 season in some ways. But there's no desperation here. Now, there are people that are anxious to want to turn the clock ahead. You like to turn the clock ahead to where you're sitting in a national championship semifinal in Dallas and playing in that particular game. Yeah, you'd like to fast forward the clock to that. Who wouldn't? But there's a journey along the way that takes place. And this is year two. And I think can be an exciting year in many ways. Not a perfect year, but can be an exciting year in many ways that helps set the tone moving forward in the program. That's why it's an important year in that regard. A lot of young players are going to get a chance to play. You still have half this team that does not have game experience. They're either freshmen or redshirt freshmen. So they haven't played in the game yet. But there's a process here to making it happen. Recruiting, weight room, hard work, organization, more recruiting, coaching. It's happening. And nobody wants to get to that point more than James Franklin does. But he's not shortcutting it, and he's not acting desperate. This is desperate. We're going to go get players anywhere, including from the conference, in a bad situation. We're going to bring them in here. Now, they took a player here who, unfortunately for them, and I knew, if they just pulled me aside and asked me, I'd have told them, never going to play for you. He was no better than fourth team here. Was hurt a good chunk of the time. When he got in there, it was like, okay. All right. I mean, nothing against him. I'm just telling you, look, everybody, I'm just telling you the truth. I mean, as somebody who saw him. And he ended up at Northern Arizona, which, by the way, is a good spot for him to be in, Northern Arizona. It's where he grew up in that area. And I just, and when I saw what he was doing, it just reeked of desperation. Like, you just started your job. Why are you desperate? Hey, let's talk about where Illinois football's been. Okay, the conversation's over, right? Guess what? You have nowhere to go but up. Do it the right way. You'd be amazed that if you don't take shortcuts and you do it the right way, that once you get there, you stay there a long time. Those who take shortcuts and those who try to do it the desperate way might find lightning in a bottle for a moment, and then it doesn't happen because they didn't build something that lasted. Those who take their time, do it through a process, work hard, show a bit of patience, suddenly have something that has staying power. That's like that in any business. Flash in the pan usually means that's it. Flash in the pan, the fire goes out. You go out, you get the logs, you build the fire, get more logs, the whole thing. Guess what? The fire goes on for a long, long time, as opposed to the flash in the pan. It gives you that temporary burst, and then it goes. Okay? This guy coached desperate. In that instance, in a couple of others I know about, and now in these allegations here that this external report seems to bear out and seems to back up the players. When you're getting on players about injuries, you're getting on the medical staff about injuries, what are you? Desperate. Not a way to run a business. It's not a way to run a football program. Most people who are desperate that are running something are running from reality. We'll come back more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
All right, Tim Beckman fired today at Illinois, 1 week before the opener. They will play Friday. Bill Cubitt, who's a very good offensive mind and has 8 years as a head coach at Western Michigan, he's the offensive coordinator. He's the interim head coach, and there'll be no, hey, by the way, we're hiring a guy in 3 weeks. No, that's not going to happen. They are going to go through their search. Probably as the season goes along, they'll probably evaluate Cubitt as well. If Cubitt does well, for example, he might put himself in a position to be the coach. It's not as if he hasn't been a head coach before. He is. Or they may want to go in a completely different direction and hire somebody before January 1st. But there'll be no hiring of someone during the season. It is going to be they're going to let Bill Cubitt and the staff coach the team this season. Cubitt was not found to be culpable in any way, shape, or form in this. And because of that, he gets to be the head coach. But Tim Beckman is out. allegations of basically of messing with players' injuries, messing with the training and medical staff about injuries. And I mean, I'm paraphrasing all of this, but they felt they had to make the move, that they could not go into the season with him as the head coach, that they couldn't do it. And it's because of this external review at the law firm that conducted it. So we'll see what they have to say. Beckman only coached there 3 years. But the program is, frankly, no better off today than what it was when he took over. I mean, Ron Zook was bringing in talent. Now, Ron Zook's problems always has been is he could bring in talent, but could he coach them? At Florida, I mean, he set up Urban's first national championship. I mean, the vast majority of the talent that Urban Meyer had when he won his national championship was recruited by Ron Zook. And, of course, Illinois got to the Rose Bowl, Rashad Mendenhall, and those guys with Zook as the head coach. But Zook could not, again, as a game day coach, he always struggled just a bit. As a recruiter, he was always a really good recruiter. And the program at Illinois, you know, there's certain players that they brought in. Mike Dudek, who's going to have to sit out this season with a torn ACL that happened in the spring, was recruited by Beckman. Really good player. Wes Lunt transferred from Oklahoma State in to be the quarterback. Good player. Josh Ferguson, the tailback, he did not recruit, for example. Jihad Ward, who's a junior college transfer going into his second year, recruited by Beckman. Riley O'Toole, who quarterbacked the game against Penn State last year. Riley O'Toole's Ron Zook recruit. D'Angelo Bentley, the corner, really good player, not recruited by Tim Beckman. I mean, he's going into his fourth year as the head coach, and there are several key players in this team that are some of his better players he didn't recruit. So is the program better off now than the day he took over? No. I mean, they struggled over the 3 years there. Yeah, they did make the Heart of Dallas Bowl last year with a 6-6 record. But, you know, I remember you last year before the Penn State game, he was going on and on and on about the reason for their record was the tough non-conference schedule they played. I'm looking, I'm reading it, I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Again, it goes back to that desperate feel. I talked about that earlier. Every phase of this opera. I remember he made such a big point of this. And I was doing the pregame show last year from Champaign. And, yes, they beat Penn State last year. And remember I said Penn State 64 is better than Illinois 85. And I said that on Monday's show. But I remember reading this and reading his statement about their non-conference schedule as to why their record was the way it was. And I read the teams off. And I can't remember off the top of my head they played last year. And I said, who's he trying to kid here? I mean, seriously, who are you trying to kid? I mean, they played, Kent State, Western Illinois, Middle Tennessee State. Now, who the heck was the other one they played last year? There was one other that was really... We sat back and said, what the heck is this? Who's he trying to kid here? And again, it's all part of that desperate trying to make people believe something that you sit back and, as a neutral observer, you sit back and say, okay, I think I know a lot about college football. What kind of you know what are you trying to bedazzle the world with here? Again, it's all, you know, the Penn State thing, desperate. Telling everybody about how awesome their non-conference schedule was, desperate, trying to tell, you know, evidently how he treated the players when it came to injuries and the like, desperate. You just can't run an operation with desperation. You can't. It is an incredible flaw when it comes to... It's an incredible flaw when it comes to leadership. You can't manage by desperation. You can't manage by panic. You got to have a plan and make it happen. And you need some patience to do it sometimes. You got to be at times the coolest cat in the room. And not the one that crosses the line.